imputation. We tend to accept and believe things that suit us best. We adjust the truth to suit our lifestyle and mindset choices. Just because we think something does not make it true. Truth is found in the eternal Word of God, and we are left in no doubt as to its accuracy and dependability. The Scripture teaches that Adam's sin and rebellion is a credit to each one of us as members of the human family. When Adam fell into sin in the Garden of Eden, the whole of humanity was forever changed. He, being our representative, chose for us the pathway of enmity against God, and consequently we are all implicated in that choice. The sin of our perfect forefather is imputed to us, and we are all culpable for that choice. We do not like this doctrine, and will bury our hearts in the sand and pretend it is not a reality. We will squirm to get out of this truth because it offends our sensibilities and our faulty sense of justice. However, the reality of imputation is a real blessing, for it works in our relationship with Christ also. We are freely made righteous people through the imputation of the righteousness of Christ when we come to him for forgiveness and spiritual life. We find the double blessing of finding the relief that comes through confession of guilt and the covering of that guilt by our beloved Saviour and Lord. Beloved, let us take our place as sinful people, ruined in the fall of our species in the garden, and also find a new life in Christ when we are made righteous in him. Let us bless our Lord and God for his kind imputation of perfection to us in our Lord Jesus Christ.